Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode here on the No Idea YouTube channel. This is the No Idea Podcast, and we are super excited because today we have a guy who casually walks into the woods and he shoots the local legend right here. 21 inches of drop time, and he's here to tell the story, and this guy is freaking hilarious. So sit back, enjoy this podcast, because it's going to be awesome.
This right here is the No Idea Podcast with your hosts, the Sturgis Brothers, two guys from northern Wisconsin talking hunting, fishing, and outdoor equipment. So crack a bush latte, kick back, and enjoy the show.
No idea.
So let's introduce right now. We have Anson with us. And Anson, before we get into this story of this buck, this insane buck, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Anson McEwen from Osseo. I'm married. I have two kids. I mean, just kind of...
You say that with such an excitement.
Well, I mean, I'm not like anything, you know, special. You know, just a dude.
Just a dude that sells cars.
Just a dude that sells cars. Yeah. Down at Fulton City Ford.
Okay.
And now I'm able to actually talk to the guys down there in Buffalo County. Like, I know what I'm talking about.
You got some street cred Buffalo County. Buffalo County street cred is 150 plus, right? Is that street cred in Buffalo County?
Does it
have to be 160? Like,
no, I mean 150 is pretty good. But okay. They're the number one county in the United States.
Yeah, I mean we hear Stephen Rinella talk about it all the time. They reference Buffalo County all the time. Growing up, was hunting, fishing, like, was that part of your thing? What did you do a lot of?
Gun hunted with my dad. Not a good hunter. My aunt and uncle had a bunch of land, and we would just drive his truck out into a field, never been there before, and just put two lawn chairs and then sit there. That was it. So, like, I didn't grow up.
That was your hunting?
That was hunting when I was a kid. Yeah. So that was literally it.
How would you describe your obsession of hunting today? Like, are you like, I get out every single time I can get out? Like, how would you describe it?
No.
So it's not really an obsession?
Not even close. My obsession would be golf, I would say.
Okay, golf.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And you can only have so many of those when you've got two little kids. And
yeah, absolutely. Do you fish at all?
Once in a while.
A little bit.
I enjoy it, but also we had a boat, had kids, never used boat, sold boat.
Sold
boat. not really.
So you would describe, here's your option. The Packers kick off at 3 o'clock, or it's prime rut hunting and it's 3 o'clock. Where would you be?
That answer is two parts. I would say, you know, ADBC kind of thing. I would say previous to November 1st, I would say Packers every time. After this, it changes you. Like, now it's going to, it will be this.
Now it's just driving you.
Yeah.
Now it's, so end of December, you're going to be just looking for Sitka deals, right? Because you're just going to be a snob.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay,
that's crazy.
So what's your all-time best hunting memory?
I was at work, and my mother-in-law used to take the week of Halloween off. Her dad would come down, and they would hunt.
Okay.
And
well, whose land are you hunting?
When I shot this,
or well, just like this story, like who, where are you hunting?
This would be my in-laws have a big farm south of Osseo.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
So after work, I got snuck out a little early, went there, and my mother-in-law had hit a deer.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's like, well, me and Grandpa Jim tracked this thing forever, and we lost blood down in Buddy Swamp. She's like, would you mind coming with, or coming in looking for blood with me? I was like, yeah, sure, that's no problem. Now, I just come from the dealership. I have blue jeans, I have a polo shirt on, and I have tennis shoes. But I was like, yeah, I'll go. So we get down where they lost last blood, and I'm looking around, and I find more blood. And my mother-in-law was super happy. Problem. That blood was going directly through the center of said swamp. And okay. Now I live 10 minutes away only, but like there's not a lot of light. So I was like, well, I'm not ruining my brand new shoes. So I took my shoes and my pants off. So I was in my polo and underwear and my socks. And I walk across the swamp and I end up finding the blood. And there's an old creek that goes through there. It had cut through and washed out, and it was super deep. And I'm looking, and the blood leads to that. And then I just poke my head around, and I look. And here's this doe laying dead. And so my mother-in-law is still behind me. And I said, found it. She's like, you found blood? I was like, no, I found the deer. And then my mother-in-law, when she would get super excited, she would start gagging. So she's like, you found the deer? Oh my God. Bleh, bleh, bleh. And so she started gagging. And oh I God. Found this deer. Oh. And so find this deer way down in this stupid hole. And I'm like, now it's in water that's like 3 foot deep.
In your underwear.
I'm in my underwear.
What's the weather out right now? Like,
it's about.
Is it a warmer day?
No. No, it is freezing cold. It is freezing. So I told my mother-in-law, who had boots on, I was like, you got to come here super unprepared, right? Thank God she had a knife with her. So she runs, she walks down there, and she's like, it's full of water. How am I supposed to get it out of here? And I was like, I can't go in 40-degree water that far. I'll literally freeze. So I cut a vine down. And I threw the knife down towards her. She cut a hole through its back hock. And I was like, tie the vine onto it. And so I horsed it out of the water. And then she's like, oh, I got the side-by-side with the winch. We'll just do it and we'll drag it across the swamp. I'm like, okay. She had like nylon, the thinnest, crappiest rope. It kept breaking, breaking. So finally I was like, you know what? Just get out of the way. I just grabbed the doe. I picked it up and I carried it out of the swamp. But that was awesome.
And she's no longer with us, right?
Correct. Yeah. She did.
Rest in peace, right?
Yep. Yep.
But that was your favorite.
It was so awesome.
Oh, man.
And I wasn't even hunting.
All right. So we are here because of this thing. This, I got to pick this up carefully. This monstrosity of a buck. When did you first hear about this buck?
Last year, he was around. He wasn't near the buck, but he still at that time had the two bigger drop tines in the back.
Okay.
Yep, so he had this one and he had this one.
Yep.
But he didn't have the one in the front.
You notice we're propping it up with bush lattes, just to let you know.
It's well balanced.
So
one can to prop it.
So people saw him last year.
Yep.
But then what about this year? When did you start hearing like rumors and like people starting to talk about this buck and seeing it on camera?
Oh, that was pretty early in the summer. My neighbor Barrett had him on camera, sent me a picture. So a lot of people knew this deer was around, but a lot of people are pretty
hush-hush.
Hush-hush.
Yeah, know? I mean, no, dude.
Hunting's just different, you know? Yep. And it is what it is. I mean.
So what were people saying about it, though?
Oh, just, I mean.
Like, when you go into town, would people, like, talk about it? Like, what, I mean, would you hear people kind of? Because I get it. I mean, up where we hunt, we see a buck and we're like, oh shit, look at this one. And we're tweeting it out and all that shit, but down there you don't do that.
Yeah, I would say the amount of tweeters down there is a little bit less. But no, people talked about it, just not like, I think it's hard too because, you know, all the pictures and everything, like, it really, until you see it in person, it just doesn't do that buck. Because, like, even the pictures, it was like, that's a super cool buck.
Yeah.
But until you hold it, you're like...
There's also a part of your neighbors. So, like, what I love walking around my job is you see somebody when it's, like, deer season time. And they're, like, halfway down the hallway, and they're already getting their phone out to be like, I'm going to Yeah, but he saw something big this weekend. But this wasn't necessarily that way. It wasn't like, yeah, I've been hanging on to my property for a while.
Yeah, so the amount of... There's a lot of people that have a lot of land down there in that area. So he was probably all the time on probably, like, 6 farms. But just because those parcels of land are... big.
Yeah,
people, I mean, there was a lot of really skilled people after this deer.
Okay. So
not me.
We'll get into the hunt.
Yeah. Yep.
But when you shot it, did you know that it was that buck?
100%.
100%.
Okay, I want and before we get into the story, you've said this multiple times now. There's a trend. You say you're not a good hunter. So what do you mean? Like, what do you mean by that? Because I do not consider myself a good hunter either. But I just want to know, like, what do you mean by
that? In my mind, why am I not a good hunter? I don't put in the time.
Okay.
I don't put in the resources. You know, technically, my wife and I only own, like, 13 acres. So, like, I don't have...
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to make a checklist of, like, things to do to harvest a big, mature... world-class whitetail, I'm not checking any of those boxes.
You didn't have the 13 cameras out on your land, and you're basically tracking him and basically figuring out his patterns and all that good stuff. And
No, that was 100% correct. Yeah.
You're doing 13. So the initial, before we get into the hunt, the initial reaction, you shoot this thing, big buck down. What did the locals, how did they react? Like, when you got back to selling cars the next day, like, are they like, dude, Anson freaking killed the deer we were all chasing, or like, and...
Not as, maybe a little. It's hard because I work 50 miles away from where I live, you know, but like, I didn't realize that how many people... like instantaneously knew,
you
know, like, and reached out and text me, called me, Facebook messaged me. Like, it was.
Did it have a name that you, or anybody, did anybody have a nickname for it at all?
One guy called him Dopey. The only thing I never named him other than just Drop Time. I mean.
Cause it's 21 inches, right? Of Drop Time you got here.
Yep.
What causes a drop time? Do you know? Like, I don't know.
I'm gonna try to explain it. Well, I don't know. It's obviously something genetic. But if you look at the stream of what looks like maybe veins or something, like this looks like it should be the main beam.
Yeah.
And it comes down.
Yep.
So this ends up being
a G4? G4.
The G4 ends up being the main beam.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what about like this one?
That's a true drop time.
Yeah, that's a drop time. This is a drop. I would like to know what causes these. That'd be really cool.
So now that I'm an expert. Now that I'm an expert in.
Tylenol. Tylenol causes.
Yeah, his mom took Tylenol. Yeah.
So what? I just want to know what, for my sake, what day of the week?
Yeah.
That I shot it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
So what did your Saturday look like leading up to, like, did you know you were going to hunt? And what did your Saturday, like, were you at a kid's 4th birthday party or whatever?
Or did you hunt, like, Friday? What are you doing?
What was leading up to this?
Yeah. So my hunting season started the Wednesday before. In the evening, I told my wife, I was like, I'm gonna bow hunt this weekend, and I'm gonna try to shoot the big buck.
And this is your first time, right? This is before Halloween, right?
This would be the Wednesday before Halloween.
You haven't been out hunting at all at like all season.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
With a bow, yes.
Yes, correct.
And the previous three seasons before that.
Okay.
And she's like, okay. Now my wife grew up hunting, and I would say is a more skilled hunter than I am. So Wednesday, yeah. I told her in the evening, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go out this weekend on Saturday. She's like, okay.
Just for shits and giggles. You're like, I just feel like
it. Yeah, well, I mean, I knew that this deer was around. Now, when you asked me about the 13 cameras, I'm close to that. I have zero cameras out.
Yes.
And so I didn't do any of those things, right? So then my buddy's dad had passed away, so Thursday was his funeral. And after the funeral, I went to my house. I got my pop-up ground blind.
Yeah. Anything fancy about it? Like no. 360 see-through, $400 ground blind?
Yeah, it was my mother-in-law's.
Your mother-in-law's. Yeah. Okay,
So it's a no-bolt. I mean, it is a nice pop-up ground blind, but I couldn't get into the spot where I wanted to. So without a huge amount of cutting, and I just didn't have time for it. So I just pulled it back out onto my hayfield, and I brought my rangefinder for golf with. So I knew, like, where everything was. And then Saturday morning, I wake up at 5:30.
Okay, ooh. 5:30.
Well, kind of when I get up and I go to my weather station and it's 35 degrees. It's pouring rain and it's a northeast wind, which, like I said, I'm not a good hunter, but I do know that wind is important. Right? So it's the worst wind that I could have. So I was like, I'm gonna piss on it. I'm not going to go.
You didn't say piss on it.
Yeah, I did.
What did you say?
Fuck it. Wait. Hey, come on. Baby ears.
So you said forget it.
I said forget it. I'm not going to go.
Okay.
Made coffee, had a chew, watching SportsCenter. And all of a sudden it was like 6:45. Now this is the day before, or you know, that night would have been daylight saving. So it's still pretty dark, pretty late.
Yeah.
And it's raining.
Yeah, 6:45 is, dark.
Really dark.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go hunting. Okay. I was like, dang, it's cold. And, like, the only, like, super warm stuff I have is my Blaze Orange, you know, for deer hunting with a gun. Because I don't own camo.
Okay.
Right? So I put on my thermal under stuff, and I put on Osseo Fairchild softball sweatpants. And I put on this Packers sweatshirt, and I grabbed my Packers stocking cap, and I go outside. Now, by the time I got out there, it's probably 7:05.
Okay, it's still dark.
It's dark, but it's light enough to, I could see two deer in my hay field.
Okay, so you're not doing any kind of Sitka shit.
No,
you're not doing any Team 69.
Spray any?
No, I did. I did at Fleet Farm.
Oh, yeah?
I did buy one spray bottle that. Red and gold scent killer.
Oh, yeah, the scent. Yep.
Oh, just scent killer, but you weren't doing like Doe Asterisk or like Buck Intruder stuff like that. Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is. No,
but you didn't do that.
No. I just literally sprayed my hat once. I sprayed the front. I tried to spray my back the best I could. And then I just started trekking out. So, like, my hay field literally starts at the edge of my lawn.
Okay.
Like, 10 yards from the back of my house. Okay. And then, so from my house to where I had my ground blind was like 150 yards. So there's two deer. I can see them. Okay, whatever. Well, I'm going to just walk out there. So then they ended up kind of running away from me, right? And so I stayed on the north side along this fence, and then above me is corn. And I'm walking, and then I kick a deer up. I hear it running into the corn. I get like 20 yards from my blind.
All right.
Now I see a tail go up to my right, run into the corn.
So you got deer all over you.
I got deer all over me. Okay. And like,
and still raining.
It's raining.
Still
raining with a bad wind.
Raining with a horrible wind.
Horrible wind. But at least they can't smell you.
At least they can't smell me. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
So I get into my blind. I have a tripod and just like a lawn chair. And I set my my crossbow on the tripod. I zip up the tent. I sit down. All right, I'm hunting, right? You know? I'm hunting.
In Buffalo County.
No, I'm in Tremplo.
You're in Tremplo. Tremplo.
This is Tremplo County.
Okay.
This is JB Buffalo County.
Oh, JB Buffalo. Okay, yes.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and I was probably there like 3 minutes, and then, so when I did do the scouting on Thursday, I did see that there's a big deer trail that came from further down the field from me where it ends and comes out. So I was like, hopefully something comes from the corn.
Yep.
So when I say I'm a bad hunter, I am a bad hunter. I don't execute hunting well, but I've watched a lot of hunting. I've listened to a lot of people who are very good at hunting. So I feel like I have some knowledge, just haven't put said knowledge into action.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and here comes a doe. Right down the trail that I thought they would.
How many minutes into your set?
I don't know, probably like three.
It's like a deer farm.
Yeah, I don't know, like 3 to 5, okay. I would say, somewhere in there. So she comes out, and all of a sudden I hear, but, and I was like, all right. So I'm like setting up, getting ready, and here comes a little 5-pointer, just a little scrub buck. I'm like, I'm not shooting that for sure. So I just sat there, and then I was thinking to myself, I was like, this is so cool. Like, they're chasing hard. I mean, the rut is on.
Yeah.
And they are chasing and frolicking, or, you know, they're just running in circles. It's fun to watch.
They can't sit still.
No. And so they're out in front of me for a little bit, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, and then they go to the south of me back into, like, on the other side of the creek bed, and then I see them come back out where they had originally came out, but they're going northwest of me and going away from me. I was like, okay. So I was probably sitting there, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And all of a sudden, that same doe comes flying out.
Okay.
Full bore run, followed by that little buck. And they run 5 yards in front of my ground blind. And they stay in my hay field towards my house. They get 20, 25 yards away. Chasing. All of a sudden, the buck stops and looks back into the woods.
Okay.
So now it's like 7:35-ish.
Okay. All right.
And he stops again, looks back, and then they both stop. They look back at the woods again, put their tails up, and they just run straight away.
They beeline it
out of there full bore.
All
right. So I'm like, okay, something's coming, right? And, like, I'm self-aware enough to know, like, 99.999% chance it's not him. But I'm scanning. So, like, on the edge of my hayfield, there's an old fence, like a barbed wire fence. But then it was so dark, and it's 7:35. I'm scanning that, looking, and you can't see. It's too dark back into the woods that goes up the ridge. But on the edge of that fence, I look, and there is a face of a deer. And all I could think of was, man, that face is so white. Just white.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, he jumped out. Like, he jumped. He was 30.
This guy jumped out.
He jumped out. He was 30 yards away from me and probably, it was 30 yards total, but he was probably 15 yards to my right. But like this, right? Like, if I'm here, it was like right here. He jumps out. And as soon as he jumped, I seen that.
that this thing right here.
I seen that this side come because it was. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's huge, right?
So did you have time to shit your pants?
No.
No?
No.
Like, did you know what happened? Like, or did you... When did the connection between your brain and what you were seeing, like, kind of trigger and say, oh, my God, this is the one?
Instantaneously, when he crested, when he jumped the fence that was directly in between him and I, and he hit the top of his thing... I could see the drop tines.
Okay.
So instantaneously, I knew it was him. Well, the way my ground blind was set up, when he hit that, if he goes to my left, great. That's what I need. If he goes to my right, I'm not going to get a shot.
Okay.
And sure, in my mind, as soon as he started to jump over, I kind of almost giggled because I was like, no fucking way. Pardon my French, right? But he hits the field. And he hit that path that doe and buck originally went on, hit that, turned directly where I needed him to. And at that point, I had to quit looking at the horns. Because, like, so he's coming at me over the fence like this, turns, and then this is the side profile that I have. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
And, like, it was crazy.
So he turns. How much time between the time you saw him, he jumps, he turns, to when you actually pull the trigger?
5 to 7 seconds.
Okay.
So he got...
See.
There was no time. Like, I knew instantly it was him. As soon as he hit the ground, he turned right where I needed him to. And I waited until he was 25 yards, what I thought was broadside. I'm a cheater. I use a crossbow because I don't practice.
Yeah,
but it's legal.
Yeah.
I mean,
no judging here.
So I let him go as far as I could, and then it was like a movie. I went, bat. He stopped.
You did what?
I went, bat. You know, just.
yeah, like what you see on the videos? Bat.
No shit. That's what I did.
And did he stop?
Like, he stopped instantly, and I got... I got where I thought I needed to be, and I pulled the trigger, and now it's still dark, and I want to add, it's also my mother-in-law's crossbow.
Okay.
And it's like a 15 to 20-year-old Parker, which did make really nice crossbows, but, they don't make new nocks for it. So I'm down to 3 nocks, and they're not lighted, which would have been handy, but I shot, and it went... this is the first deer I've ever killed with archery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was not prepared for how loud the impact of that bolt is.
It sounds like a 2x4.
It's incredible.
Like
it's
whack.
It was almost startling.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe it's just because I was so laser focused at that time, but it went whack. And then I seen him kick his legs straight up in the air. He turned around 180 degrees and ran directly back to where he came from. And this is where I say I'm probably not the best hunter also, because at that point I blacked out. I hyperventilated and I blacked out. Like, I was shaking uncontrollably. And I don't know how long it lasted. I would say 5 to 7 minutes. And all I could think is I got to call my wife, who's still 150 yards away from me in bed sleeping. Okay. So I have this sweatshirt on. I have my phone in my pocket.
Okay.
I grab my phone. I pull it out, and I drop it on the ground. Okay. I reach down. I pick it up. I drop it on the ground again. And then I pick it up, and out loud, my buddies in Osseo call me Chum Dog.
Okay.
Out loud to myself, I said, Chum Dog, you got to get a hold of yourself here, bud. Like, you got to figure this out. So I set my phone in my cup holder, and I just, like, did some breathing exercises.
Yeah.
Got myself under control, and I called my wife. I was like, I just shot the drop time buck. She's like, no, you didn't. I was like, yeah, I did. And her first words out of her mouth was, you have to go get Finley. And Finley is our son.
Okay.
So... Friday night, he was pretty bummed that I wouldn't let him come sit in the ground blind with me. And anyway, he went and stayed at his cousin's house. So I call my best, and their dad is my best friend. His name's Pat. And I call him, I was like, I was going to call him anyway, but I was like, Pat, wake the kids up, get them loaded up, get over here. I was like, I just shot the drop time buck. He's like, no. I was like, yeah. He's like, you're never going to believe this. I'm up in Chippewa on Lake Wasota fishing with Joey.
Ooh, I was like,
sweet. So I was like, piss on it. I jumped in my truck. I went over there, got the kids loaded up while I was there.
So wait. You haven't gone out to find the bolt or blood? Did you go look for that first?
Nope.
No, you haven't.
I, in my mind, arrogance. I don't know if arrogance is the right word. Inexperience, what you want to call it. But in my mind, I was like, I fucking smoked that thing.
Yeah.
But also, I couldn't remember. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the actual, right away, I couldn't remember. But I remember the sound. So
yeah.
I jump in my truck. I go over there. I'm getting the kids rounded up. The first thing my son says to me, because I called Heather and I said, hey, go wake up the kids. Get them ready so I can grab them. Get moving with this. So I walk in and my son's like, well, Dad, it's about time you shot a big buck. Okay.
And your son's how old?
He's seven.
Seven? Okay, yeah. Yeah. He's smart.
Yeah. He's super smart. So then my kids are getting going, and then their daughter, who's the same age as my son, is like, well, can I come with? I was like, yeah, sure, that's cool. So she comes with. I had called my father-in-law, because he used to be a really, really good hunter. Now he just doesn't enjoy it as much, but he still has the knowledge. And then my neighbor, Jeff, I had texted him, because my land, my wife and I's land is really narrow. It's only probably less than 200 yards north to south, but it's long. And the way he was running was right in the middle. And I was like, if he gets out the west side or the south side, it's going to go on my neighbor's land. So I text Jeff, and he's just a super good dude.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I was like, I hit the drop time buck. If I track him onto your land, is that okay to go on there? Because I know him and his son are up hunting. By the time everyone met, so I shot him at 7:35-ish.
Okay.
By the time we all met, it was probably 8:45. So we go out to the back of the field, and I knew exactly where he was when I shot, and but also it's been raining the whole time.
So it's still raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So find where it was, and my father-in-law is a good tracker, and Jeff is a good tracker. So I'm feeling good. Plus, I was super confident in the shot. Okay. So there's blood, good blood, and then there's still blood in the hayfield. And then when he crossed back over the fence, there wasn't nearly as much blood.
Okay.
And where he had jumped the fence, you know, I'd seen white hair on the ground, which isn't normally great.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, shit.
Low shot.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Well, we're going, and I'm also trying to keep three kids at bay, like, and not get in the way and, like...
And not, like... Disrupt your tracking.
Right.
We all know how you track.
Yep.
I mean, you're good enough to know, like, how to track and shit like that.
Yeah, but so I was, it was my father-in-law and Jeff in the front, and then me, and then I was making sure that the kids stayed behind. So then my son, wherever we found last blood, I would go to last blood, and then my son would go to keep him involved, so he was at the last blood, you know, kind of thing. but then I heard Jeff say to my father-in-law, you know, there's not a lot of blood in here. Going from the highest of high
to the lowest of low,
just dreading it. And then we got, like, it finally clears a little bit.
Yep.
And it gets way less. And, okay, here's blood. Okay, here's blood. And we made another 20 yards into the wood, and all of a sudden Jeff goes, Anson, there he is, and he's down. And so when he expired, he was on his right side. But then this is laying on the ground, and then
this side is
on the ground, but then this side is just sticking up way up in the air, and the drop times and stuff. And I kind of physically assaulted my neighbor Jeff a little bit because he was trying to high five me.
Physically assaulted? Like,
well, and then I was so excited, and I was kind of in more of a light yog, and I kind of picked him up and kind of shook him a little bit, you know, because he's not big, and I'm big. And so I set him down, and then I walked up there. And then where he died was open, just green grass, but like next to this creek bed. And I was like, holy shit, is he big. And then I started hyperventilating again. So I did some like more breathing. Yeah. And my son actually was the first one to run up and grab him and touch him. And man,
was your wife with you?
My wife was way behind, you know, because, but like, so from where I shot him to where he died was only like 55 yards.
Oh, okay. So it was a good shot. You shot him good.
Yeah, he was dead. I mean, I don't know.
When you got it, was it like a heart shot?
I cut the heart right clean off.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, so.
Sweet.
Got him. Took some pictures.
Yeah. Which we'll show right here. There's some nice pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So got some pictures and whatever. And like you'll see in the pictures, I mean, and the picture I posted on my Facebook account, I should have been more self-aware. And like, I don't know, like I just wanted to be true to what I was. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't like going to go inside and change.
Oh, come back.
You know what I mean? Like, I literally, so I posted the picture.
Dude, that's what I love about your Facebook page. So most of the time, people shoot bucks like this. They wait. They drag it out to get a beautiful picture with the background. And then they get, like, a professional photographer to come in. And you're staged behind the deer, and you're about, you know, you're about 2 to 3 feet behind the deer holding it out. But you, dude, you're in your fucking Packer sweatshirt just holding the thing. You're drenched. The deer is drenched. You can tell it's been raining, and you're just holding it.
Yeah.
And then the next picture is your kid just holding it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And that's what's so cool about this story. Yes. I have a colleague who shot a 157 8-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big 8-pointer.
That's a big eight.
And there's 4 to 5 different pictures in different like settings in the woods and then this.
Yeah.
But that's authentic. And we talk about our channel and what we try to do. And this is exactly.
This is you, Blaze Orange Pile over here.
That's my hunting backpack.
Yes, that I grabbed after.
I mean, I didn't bring it with. On me, I had my crossbow. And I did bring my golf rangefinder.
Yeah.
And like, I'm almost obsessive about range when golf.
Yeah.
And so like, I bet you I shot the spot where I knew where he was. I bet you I shot it 45 times just to make sure.
And this is you, authentic, and you had just shat yourself.
Yeah. Like.
That is on. So from the time you shot it, took pictures and stuff, how long did it take for rumors to spread? Like, word to get out?
So I gutted him, right?
Yep.
Did all that and got out to the field. And then Jeff, my neighbor, had brought his four-wheeler with a sled. And then my buddy Pat, his oldest kid, Caleb, and his cousin Nick came over. And I was like, so also, I do have to say, like, I'm good now, but I had a cold for, like, 5 weeks that I couldn't shake. So like in the stand, I'm like trying to like not have boogers and like not cough and everything. And so being like bent over gutting this thing, I had no breath left. And so I was like, boys, you got to drag this thing out of here. And it wasn't far. It was like 35 yards.
Okay.
And they drug it out and then we got in there, got it back. I got it washed up and then I grabbed my phone and I had a lot of messages
already.
And like, and you, I hadn't even posted anything
yet. Correct. Okay.
So I was like, holy, like nothing online. Nobody else posted anything online with a picture until after I did. But my father-in-law had texted some pictures. The neighbor Jeff had texted the other neighbors some pictures. And so, I mean, it was quite a few people. Like, I don't know, overall messages, 20 something.
Yeah.
And,
Cause you got the local legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. That's unreal. I mean, just look at the mass down here.
Mm-hmm.
This is so crazy. Do you have other big bucks?
That was my next question. Is there the next one? Is there the next local legend? I mean, this is unique. You can see why you call it Dopey. I mean, with the two drop times and,
I mean, but in fairness, he doesn't know because he doesn't have cameras. And now his neighbors are not going to share.
They're never.
They're going to be like, yeah, I don't, there's no bucks now, but there's got to be. I mean, are there other big ones?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
I do. I think it is really funny. Like, up until 15 days ago when I shot this, like, my biggest buck with even with, like, overall was like 100 inches.
Yeah.
Right? It was just a 9-pointer like this. I mean, it was nice. I was super proud of it. Right? It is amazing once you do kill something like this, and like, this sounds so arrogant, but I don't mean it arrogant, but like,
yeah.
I had to stay home the next week with my son who was sick. And it was still going crazy with rut, and a probably 125 inch 9-pointer or 10-pointer comes and was literally walking through my yard.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, man, he's gonna be great next year. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what? Like, I'm freaking, you know, I don't know, Michael Wydell or some crazy thing. I was like, for Christ's sakes, I've shot one deer. But no, it is.
So you said there's 21 inches of drop time.
Yep.
Okay, so when you take this into the taxidermist, like, what did he say? I know. So like, I jumped on your Facebook, and your wife was like, "We're making room on the wall."
Oh yeah.
You know that shit. But when you get this to the taxidermist,
yeah. So I called in a favor because the guy I wanted to take him to is 75 years old and doesn't take new clients.
Okay.
So this is the first year that I've ever had that I've wanted to mount. So I called in a favor from a guy who's been like my second dad, Roger. And he sent him a message with a picture. It said, hey, first big buck, would you mount this? And I was like, man, I really hope he does it. And my wife and my father-in-law, like, I promise you that Jack Kohler's going to want to mount that deer because it's super unique.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'll mount that deer. So we ran him over there on Sunday, and he lives in between... off of Highway 10, just in between Osseo and Fairchild, and get to his place and talk. And he's like, well, go grab the deer and put it on the table. And I had it wrapped in plastic because we had skun it.
Yeah.
And it was wrapped in plastic, and I put it on the table, open up the plastic, and I pick it up. And he's like, well, that picture did this buck no justice. He goes, this thing's a giant. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's big. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's big. He's like, oh. And then he says, well, I hope you got professional pictures taken. And I was like, I shot in a Packer sweatshirt. Like, professional pictures weren't on my bingo card, you know? So he was kind of giving me a little, he was teasing me a little bit. And then I was like, he's like, you know, he's like, I've been doing this a long time. He's like, if you would have done that, he's like, that would have, you know, you could have made magazines and stuff of this. And I was like, well, I haven't, whatever. Yeah. Like, to me, that's not the cool part.
Yeah, you're not doing it for this.
No, I'm doing it because it was, honestly, it was one of it was more important days of my life. Sure, there are. Like, getting married, having children, all that stuff, right? Like, yes, of course, those are way more important. But as far as, like, the coolest day of my life, like, adrenaline-wise, it was this.
It was it. Yep.
And so, it was just, it's been awesome.
Like, look at this. Holy shit. Jordan, over there.
Oh, hey.
I mean, look at this.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane, dude. Like, do you ever think, like, the hunting gods will shine their face on you again?
No way. No way. Not like this. And that's why I do believe, like, I do believe it was divine intervention.
Yeah.
I was using my mother-in-law's crossbow, her blind.
Her blind.
I didn't do any of the things correctly, and I still shot.
The wind wasn't in your favor.
Nothing. There was nothing.
Did he come from downwind?
100% downwind. Okay.
So this goes to a little bit of a theory that I told Aaron, because I gone out and sat and a couple weeks ago, and I was like, when it's peak rut, like when they're really on it, it's like it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't. If they're on it, they're on it.
They're just
doesn't give a shit what you do. Like it doesn't. Well, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, like they say, don't, you know, have your stand set up so that they're used to it.
Yeah.
I can't check that box.
Yeah.
You know, wear scent control.
Yeah.
I can't.
Sit cut. Drop $1,000 in sit
cut. I mean, I can't check that box. And like, he literally, I mean, you within 5 degrees of 100% perfectly downwind.
Yeah.
And I kind of think he was looking at me when he jumped. Like, I'm sure he wasn't, but like.
Okay, so like, but that's my, like, all the Sitka stuff and all that kind of stuff. My theory is always like, that's the the pre-rut, like building up to that where the bucks are still kind of hiding.
October.
Yep, but if you're in the moment of the rut, it's like they are not gonna give a shit. Like they're not, and you saw it firsthand, like and I saw a little 6-pointer, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. But you know, in the end, if you're in the right spot at the right time,
yep,
it's just this is nuts. Like
so if the Packers offered you season tickets or another shot at a buck like this, what would you take?
Oof. Oof. Man, that's heavy.
I know that's deep shit right there.
Yeah, that is.
That's like 4 Bush lattes in question.
I think I'd honestly do this.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, it was the coolest. Like, when you have zero control of your body for a good reason, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So. Yeah. So what would you, like, you think back to that Saturday morning where you're like, dude, I'm just going to wake up, it's pouring rain, but I'm going to throw in some chew, grab my coffee, and watch ESPN.
Yep.
And then go out. Like, what do you attribute to, like, nudging you out to go hunt? Because most of us would be like, screw it. I'm gonna stay in my PJs.
I mean, honestly, it was... I knew this buck was still out there.
Because,
like, just like when I shot him, as soon as I did, everyone knew. So, like, nobody said anything. And I was like, if I don't... Because, like, the first rule is like, you have to be in the woods, right? Like, you can't shoot it from the couch.
Yep.
And so I was just like, I don't know. I cannot tell you other than I knew that there was a chance this could happen. Now, I also am self-aware enough and, like, realize, like, the chances of this happening are one in millions. I don't know. A million?
This is a lifetime. Like, this
yeah.
is,
I would have went and bought pull tabs right away. Like, let's go pull tabs. So, assuming there's, you know, everybody goes back into their basement or back into their home and, God damn it, he shot that. I passed him last year, you know, that type of thing. Did anybody give you any direct... We're not naming names, but did you receive any direct animosity?
Death threats.
No. No death threats.
Okay.
No, I would say it was an odd feeling. I'm not going to lie that, like, my neighbor Jeff is a really good dude.
Yeah.
Like, he does everything you're supposed to do.
Yep.
What they say, right? I don't know who they are, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he puts in the time, he cuts trail, you know, he does food plots, he does everything right. He's hunting all the time.
Yep.
And so the thing I didn't realize is, like, I did have a little bit of guilt, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
like,
because
I was like, you know, this dude puts in and does everything that you're supposed to. I do nothing that you're supposed to.
I show up on Wednesday.
And I shoot it on Saturday.
Yeah.
And, like... I don't know. It just
seems... Yeah.
I
want to get my phone because I want to read you, like, this is how good of a dude this guy is. And so this was at 1:52 on Saturday, the same day I shot him. I said, Jeff, thank you again for all your help. Once again, I know you're happy for me, but I am sorry. And he said, no apologies, dude. You deserve that as much as any of us. The guy that deserves that to happen in this lifetime is a hardworking family man who provides for his family. So true congrats goes to you.
There you go.
And it's like... That was awesome.
Yeah. That's sportsmanship right there.
Yeah, 100%. That's cool.
So you've answered this. You touched on this a little bit about how, like, you're hooked. It took you this to get really obsessed, but you're like into this now. So yeah. Next year, how much do you think you're gonna see?
Yeah.
Like, are you are you upgrading your Blaze orange?
Are you gonna put an elevated blind with a heater in it? Like, are you gonna do anything like
that? Are you buying Sitka next year?
No, I'm not buying Sitka. Yeah. No. Yeah. So I do have, like, bow hunting. I don't have any definite plans that I've, like, thought out. As far as gun hunting, I'm pretty spoiled. My wife's family has a very big tract of land that has numerous heated stands in it.
Okay.
And normally with hunting, especially now that my kids are getting older, like, those are sweet. Because then I can bring my kids with, have the windows closed, it's heated.
Yeah.
And like, you can hold their attention a lot longer.
Right. Yeah. But as far as this goes, I'll probably build a blind at my house.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like...
Yeah.
It's just... my one neighbor... Everything changed about 5 or 6 years ago when my neighbor, their daughter and son, moved back in with them because they're getting older. Before that, I'm not talking any smack about it, but the farmer, or that neighbor, allowed the Amish to come in, which is fine. Amish hunt for what the intended purpose of hunting is. It's to provide food for the family.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But they shot everything.
Yeah.
So now it's really... It's really there. I mean, we see deer, good deer, all the time now.
Yeah.
Like, not like this, right? I mean, this is a this is a one-off.
But you'd consider the herd healthy where you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's deer.
Okay. A few quick questions here.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes. We're gonna go a quick rapid-fire questions just off the cuff here. Morning or evening? When would you rather hunt, morning or evening?
Morning.
Morning. You wrote this question.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Ooh, good job.
Yeah.
Did you put anything in your coffee?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Sit still, motionless, or do you fidget?
Fidget.
You seem like a fidget guy.
I'm a fidgy.
Yeah, Okay, more pressure. Being a Packers fan, a dad, or a guy who just shot the local legend?
Oh, I mean, I have to say dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Right? That's more pressure.
Yeah. More pressure?
Yeah, more pressure. Being a Packers fan, a dad, or a guy who just shot the local legend. More pressure.
Well, lately, I'd have to say Packer fan because they...
Oh, they, yeah.
Yeah. But...
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a really tough one.
Yeah.
Crossbow or vertical bow?
Ooh!
I would say... And I've actually thought about this a lot.
Yeah, I figured you have. That's why I want to ask it, because we've talked about it a ton. Obviously you harvested it with a crossbow, and it's legal. Like, there is nothing wrong with that. What's your take on that whole situation?
My take on that is that it is legal. I did it. Okay.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel like it's tough. I can see either one, and here's what I say. I think if you are physically able to, you should shoot vertical, okay? There are advantages to shooting crossbow. Like, I am a prime example. I don't have time to be a very good shot with a vertical bow, where you have to be more precise. I shot him through the shoulder with my crossbow, and it went through the shoulder, and it cut his heart out, and then came out the other side.
And with a vertical bow, that would not have happened.
That would not have happened with a vertical bow.
Yep.
For the deer's sake, I think you should be able to use crossbow because I think the chances of killing go up. And I think the chances of wounding a deer and losing it, I don't know that. It just is a feeling. I don't know what the true math is.
And we want to be clear, like, what the law says, what the legal aspect of harvesting an animal is correct. And, you know, I think where it gets down to is, should there be a different season for crossbow or not or whatever. But then again, let's get a season for bamboo poles and a season for open face and a season for bait casters and a season for whatever. There's my take.
I do think there should be, and maybe there is, but maybe not a different season, but different, like, categories. And maybe there already is. I don't know. But, like, I don't think that a crossbow kill should count the same. If you have two of the exact same deer, I believe there's more skill, and I believe it's harder to harvest with a vertical.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe not say it's gun archery. Say it's gun archery.
Crossbow.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then you go on the gun side. Do you go rifle, shotgun? You know, so I mean, there's...
Yeah. And then that's where you get the smoke poles and all that kind of stuff.
Whatever gets people in the woods so that we can... You know, you get more people exposed to this.
Well, because the bottom line is because when more people do it, they have a passion for it. When they have a passion for it, they want a healthy herd. So then those people are going to be driven to conserve the resource.
You know what I miss? I miss when, like I said, my dad was not a good hunter, but like we would sit and then after opening morning, all the neighbors would get together and we'd drive hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of land.
The good old drives.
And it's like... But then also, I thought it was cool, like, everybody would bring their buck to town.
Yep.
Have to register it, bring it to town, and, like...
Go to the local bar.
Go to the local bar.
Yeah, we'd drive down. We'd go down to the Express Mart.
Yep.
And we'd check out all the tailgates that are down, the bucks that are there.
And I think...
It was camaraderie.
Because literally, I shot this thing, and my wife's like, you got to register it. So I did it.
But you did it online.
I did it online.
On your phone.
From in the woods.
Yeah.
And it took... I mean, it's handy. It's convenient. But, like, I don't know. I just missed that.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you because we don't register that way anymore. We thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And doing this and sharing your story. It is a privilege that we get to hang out and I get to touch this thing. This is amazing. So we got some stuff for you. We got some swag.
Oh, thank
no
you.
Idea. We got a sticker right here. We also got a t-shirt right there. No idea. And then we got a gift card. For gas, because you came all the way up here, so we really appreciate.
We know how much those Fords chug gas.
Yeah, those Fords, friggin' Fords. Yeah.
No, I mean, I appreciate it very much. This is very cool.
No, thank you. We really appreciate this. I mean, this is like, I don't know if I've ever seen a buck like this, and for you to be here, sharing this and bringing this with is just so awesome, and we really appreciate it. So. Yeah. All right. So our next episode, I think we're gonna come from the Boneyard, which is this upcoming weekend. It's the gun deer season in Wisconsin. We're gonna do a podcast and then we're gonna do an episode as well. But man, thank you so much, dude. It's so good catching up with you.
I don't think much of this is walking around the Washburn County Forest in northern Wisconsin.
No,
probably
ours,
not.
Ours is more. But if we got a buck up there,
we should go ice fishing. You'd be fun. You'd be fun to ice fish.
Yeah. It'd be really fun to ice fish with you.
Sure.
GMC's rule. Okay. So what are we doing?
Okay.
You're so fun. Jordan, focus.
I'm focused.
You focus. You're all passers. All right. So for those who have subscribed, thank you so much. And those who have not subscribed, we'd love for you to subscribe. And if you found this content awesome, hit the like button. So thanks again. Kay.
Good talk.
See you out there.
Oh my God, we did it. Yes.